Blog Talk Radio.
And good morning, everybody. We're coming on the air with breaking news. This is the New York Stock Exchange. The Dow will drop and drop quickly, and we're already seeing.
At the moment, Stephanie, it looks like stocks are surging.
Hello and good evening. Today's top story is investing. Do you know what it is and how to do it? Well, there's a team out here calling themselves Money Talk with the professor, and all heroes don't wear capes.
This is Zep Ross Fairy.
This is Brandon Anthony.
Listening to Money Talk.
You are now listening to Money Talk.
If I share with you my story, would you share your dollar with me? Bad times are coming and I reap what I'd have sown.
What's up, what's up, what's up? Good evening, everybody. This is the Prosperity Professor. You're listening to Money Talk. I'm waiting on Brandon Anthony Clark. We're live on Instagram and NS Father Radio. It's a pleasure to have you tonight. You know, they say if you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life. But how do you really monetize a passion or hobby? How do you really achieve a lifestyle where you're going every single day into a day of purpose and a day of following what you want to build and dream? One of the things that I learned in undergrad, I was a philosophy major, and one of the things that really stuck with me was learning how to build something that will always outlast you. And what a better way to do that. So we're linking into Instagram right now, and I have a great show for you guys. I hope you have a pen and paper, and we're going to share with you six different ways to monetize your passion. Beautiful. So if you want to call in, go ahead. 516-418-5805. We're looking forward to it. We're trying to connect with Brandon over on Instagram. We have a couple things. All this new tech is hard to get started, but once you do, it's crucial. And we'll get into that tonight. Perfect. I think it's working now. Hey, Brandon, how's it going? Perfect, man. Well, as I said, you're listening to Money Talk. We got Brandon listening in. Brandon, go ahead and give us a call, 516-418-5805, and I'll type that in. And for any guests, if you wanted to call in, and you're welcome to. Typing it in now, 5805. Beautiful. Brandon, how's it been, man? Cool, man. There we go.
All right, man. What's going on, everybody? You're now listening to Money Talk Live Uncut, man. We got a very, very jam-packed show for you today. We're going to show you how to make money, monetize your business. What's the point of having a business if your business ain't making any money? There isn't any point to having a business if it's not making any money. So we're going to show you how to do it. Six ways that you can monetize your business or learn how to monetize your business. My man with a plan, the Prosperity Professor Ryan Stone, took out some precious time from his day-to-day to come up with six money-making ideas that he's going to share with us. And, you know, I'm going to put in my 2 cents with some of the things that I've done. And so let's hop right into it, man.
Yeah, man. So like what I said, you know, it's an old adage, right? If you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life. And I come from a school of thought where these days you got to do it. Man, you got, like, what is the point of living a life for someone else? You know, whether that's someone else's business or someone else's dreams that they have for you or someone else's archetype or box or mold that they're trying to fit you into. I just, you know, in this day and age, in this country, where, as always is the case, life can change as a matter of that. I don't want to be that person on my deathbed looking back into a life of regret. I want to look back into a life of, man, I went for it. You know, I slid into the grave head first, and the tags are ripped off. My clothes are tattered, and I used my life. I didn't watch it go by. And so, you know, after years and years of working meaningless jobs, I was a pizza boy. I delivered newspapers. I was a Lyft driver, Uber driver. I was a custodian at my high school after I graduated. I worked at the movie theaters, sandwich shops. I don't want to work for another hourly wage when I know that I'm worth more than that, both to the world and both to myself and my family. And so, you know, with that regard, number one, I can make more money doing what I love to do. And number two, I'm going to enjoy myself. But that's all well and good, but how do you actually do that? And I want to get into that tonight in just a couple of steps in basically the just ways that have worked for me, because I'm and I believe you too, right? We find ourselves, and we talk about this a lot, we find ourselves doing what we love, and we're making money doing it in more ways than one. And so we can impart that away off the, at least, life insurance financial advisory business to really anything. And I think with social media today, it's cliche. Everybody knows it, but not everybody knows the magic or the sauce science behind how to make social media money.
How to make social media money. Wow. We about to, this is going to be huge right here. You know, this is going to be really huge, man. So the very first way, the very first thing that you got to do to monetize. Was it a monetize a business or monetize?
I said monetize your passion.
Monetize your passion. All right. So first, you got to define your passion.
That's it. That's
you define your passion.
You have to find your passion. That is the first step.
Yep.
And that's a but. Brandon, I don't want to like brush over that. That's a hard one for a lot of people.
That could take weeks, months. It could take years.
Decades.
It could. So get started.
You know any? Do you not know any adults that are like out there doing meaningless things? Maybe not meaningless things, but they're in a job, they're in a career that maybe not wasn't their first choice. I mean, come on, I have to talking about millions of people here. And I think maybe one of the reasons they haven't left is either they haven't decided, or they have decided, they're just too insecure to actually try it.
Yeah, it's fear, right? So fear is the opposite of knowledge, right? When people understand how to do something, then they will do it. They'll move forward. But if they don't have the understanding, then they don't feel comfortable, so then they won't move forward. Without necessarily understanding that, in order to gain an understanding, you got to move forward through the fear in order to gain the understanding. You can't put the cart before the horse. You see what I'm saying? Can't put the cart before the horse. So we can strategize, we can analyze, we can do all the little small things. But at the end of the day, business comes down to being really, really, really simple.
Mr. Trav just says the same thing. They don't believe in their worth. And I'm gonna, you just highlighted something right there, man, that is a really interesting paradox. I knew about the paradox that existed for employees. Here's the paradox that exists for employees that are trying to pursue their passion by getting a job in that field. Here's what happens. They go to a four-year university or some kind of trade school. They graduate, and then they have to apply to a job, and the job wants people with experience, but they don't want to pay experienced salaries. And it's really hard for people that come out of school to have experience, and then if they do have experience, take that lower salary. So that's the paradox for W-2. I want to follow my passion.
It is.
I want to follow my passion, but they're asking for experience. I don't have it yet. Or they're not paying me enough to live out my passion. That's the W-2 paradox. And what you just highlighted is the business paradox. I have an idea to monetize my passion or my business, but I'm too insecure, or I don't know enough of how to monetize it. And so I don't go through with it. And yet in either case, you have to push through that edge and just get your foot in the door, and then and then you can start swinging for the rafters.
Bro, we didn't even put this on the list, but when you just said that, it made me think of this is a common thing that a lot of entrepreneurs who sell a service, this is this is like one of the biggest hangups. Is how much do I charge people? How much do I sell this for?
Absolutely.
You know, like even my other half, she was like, well, I got this program. What should I sell it for? I'm like, I don't know. I know they sell programs for $10,000 and they sell programs for $100.
That's right.
So it's up to you.
I think that comes down to insecurity too. And also this goes back to Trav again, how you see your self-worth. Let's compare it to the life insurance business. When you first got into life insurance, and everybody knows your story now with life insurance, getting into final expense first, the nitty gritty life insurance. Hey, you don't want your family to pay for your funeral, do you? You know, that kind of thing.
Right.
And so we're looking at really small amounts. But at that time, Brandon, when you first started, how much life insurance in force did you have on yourself?
I had minimal.
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 And that's minimal. What you were going to sell, right? Nowadays, minimal. You have well over a million, and you're selling million-dollar policies.
I was approaching it the same way they were. Get the cheapest amount that'll just cover what I need, nothing more. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is.
There's a really good question. A really good question just came in from Action Jackson, who said, isn't that why we should have multiple streams of income, like my 9-to-5 should pay the bills, but my passion should fund the rest of my life? And I do want to get to that tonight. So, Brandon, will you help me remember? But thank you for putting that in, Action.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of Gary Vee's school of thought, right? And a lot of those traditions, those new age entrepreneurs where, okay, you have a passion that's turning into a side business. How do you get it to start? You work your 9-to-5, you save up 6 to 9 months, and then you make that jump once you have some structure in place. And we know that. Is that what you did?
Hell no.
Hell no. You just jumped right into
it. I had no structure in place. I was like, what? I can make how much? I'm going to quit my job. Matter of fact, Action Jackson, who's in the comments, will remember that story because we worked together at AT&T. So we've known each other for about 5 years now.
Wow.
And so he was there when I quit my job to pursue what I'm doing now.
That's awesome, man. And then so you have people on one side of the spectrum that are like, I'll jump in. That was like my sister. My sister learned how to swim like that. She was like, she saw everybody swimming in the pool. I think we were in like Florida at my grandparents' house. It was probably summer, the July, and she just decided she's going to rip off her floaties and jump in the pool. And that was
Check this out. Check this out. I dipped. I dipped. I didn't have no savings, no nothing. I immediately thought I was going to go out, sell life insurance, and at least make enough money to cover my bills. That's what I thought. But check this out. I approached it as a way to make money. I didn't approach it as a passion. I wasn't passionate about selling life insurance.
Wow.
Even though I sell life insurance now, I'm passionate about teaching and education.
Yep.
That's where I'm passionate about. The life insurance, that's just something that I've learned so much about and I understand it so well that now I can teach it to other people.
So let me back that up to answer Action's question and then kind of further my point here. His question was, shouldn't we have multiple streams of income? Number one, yes, absolutely. And I'm not negating that off the board. You should always have multiple streams of income. That being said, when your passion, when what you're doing truly is your passion, I believe that that will give you more amounts of wealth than a 9-to-5 ever will. And if it's truly your passion and you've structured it right, you could be like Brandon and jump in and, make mistakes and fail forward. You could be like me. I took 3 years to quit teaching and then switch over. I had to make sure I had like a full year's salary saved up because that's just my risk adversity.
Yeah.
But I believe your passions are going to give you more wealth, whether that's in the bank account or in your heart, than any 9-to-5 will. That's just my belief.
Right. That's just the way it is, man. And so finding out what you're passionate about, right? A lot of people are passionate about the same thing. Some people are passionate about teaching. Some people are passionate about taking care of people. So that's people who are nurses. just because you're passionate about taking care of people or being a nurse, there's other ways to take care of people, not necessarily having to be in the medical field. You know what I'm saying? So, like, acts of service. Some people, you ever heard of, like, Tony Robbins talks about this stuff all the time, the six, what is it? The six,
six human needs.
Six human needs. Yep. Six human needs. You got people need to feel comfortable or secure. I don't even know all. I can't remember all six.
Comfort, variety, love, recognition.
Variety, love, recognition.
Contribution.
Contribution.
And there's one more. But yeah. Yeah,
yeah,
great stuff.
So everybody basically has all six, but most people operate out of the first two. They have two primaries, right? And so if you don't, if you've never heard of the six, what are they called?
Six Human Needs, Tony Robbins.
The six Human Needs by Tony Robbins. Definitely go take a look at it. Google it.
It's a YouTube,
and that way
yeah,
it allows you to
YouTube.
Analyze yourself.
I kind of chuckle through Tony Robbins, to be honest. I think he's a little cheesy. But that's
a little bit cheesy,
but that's great.
That is
that one is good, and I like that one.
Leave Tony Robbins alone, man.
No,
that man's a billionaire.
I don't care.
Leave that man alone. He's doing his thing. Shout out Tony Robbins.
Everybody's doing their thing. Everybody's doing and they're doing what they can, right? So
exactly, right.
That kind of leads me to
he's obviously very passionate about what he does.
Point in case. He teaches. He makes money off of teaching people how to make money off of what they want to do. But what you mentioned something that kind of goes into the second place. So once you have a skill or a passion that you love, right?
Mm-hmm.
What you said highlights where the money is made. Okay, because I'm gonna break something too. This is kind of like contrary to what we're talking about. We're talking about individual freedom, existentialism, the American dream, manifested destiny, doing you, right? I'm going to flip that on a head real quick, because here's the thing about that. You are not actually the center of the universe, contrary to popular belief. And I say that to say this. What you're thinking and doing and loving to do is not that unique. And I say that to say a step further, that if you like something, I don't care how weird it is or unique, you're saying there's no possible way I could monetize this. I'm telling you, there is at least a million other people on this planet that like that thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you could build a community around that online.
Yeah.
And that is your platform. That's your market. That's where you start. Right?
And
I don't
guess
care.
What?
What's that?
One of the strangest things is that the smaller your niche, the bigger your market. The smaller your niche, the bigger your market.
What do you mean by that?
What I mean is that what's the word that I want to use here? You know, people, they always say birds of a feather flock together.
Amen.
Like attracts like.
That's right.
That's literally it. So, like, if you have a passion or there's something that you really, really enjoy doing, no matter what it is, you are not the only person. Just like Ryan said, you are not the only person that enjoys doing the same thing.
You're not.
How do I know? Because how did you even learn about the thing that you now like to do or that you're passionate about? Like, somebody had said underwater basket weaving. Well, how did you know you liked underwater basket weaving? Who told you about underwater basket weaving?
There's a club.
You had to see it somewhere or somebody shared it with you. Like, there's obviously you got it from somewhere.
Let me put it this way. Even if your thing, let's say you are the outlier. Let's say you are so obscure.
Yeah.
Let's take underwater basket weaving. I want to bring out another case study that came out. I'm hoping there's somebody out there that knows about this. You guys know about the ant Facebook group where they all pretended to be ants. I think Facebook's literally using it as an ad campaign now. Can anyone like put an ant emoji if you were in that group or saw it? Maybe it's just me and I have that much time on my hands that I really explore Facebook groups. And if you don't, I would like, we're going to talk about how to monetize Facebook groups. I think that's another topic.
Yeah.
But there's literally a group of millions and millions of people who pretend to be ants in a Facebook group, and there's moderators and admins.
What do you mean they pretend to be ants?
Dude, I can't say much more than that. like, just go ahead and join that Facebook group, and you'll all help lift things up. I don't know. That's literally
it. How do you even get off the like ants? Like, do they like study ants or something, and everybody just picks their ant job or whatever in the group?
Somebody, I mean, like, there's 9 people on this post, and there's 12 people listening. I know there's dozens of people listening to this, but nobody knows what I'm talking about. There's literally millions of people in this group. But, you know, I digress, okay? I say that to say there are many different niches. I'm agreeing with you. And whatever you like to do, it has value. If you like it, a human being, you yourself like it, it has value and it's worth sharing.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Mr. Trout says, if you are the few that deliver that service or skill, the market can only get it from you. Words of wisdom.
Only get it from you. Exactly.
They're leaving me out. They're all leaving me out to dry too. They're like, nope. Ryan, you crazy.
Not all, dude. Right. Not, we don't know what you're talking about, Ryan.
This is why I'm the professor, man. I'm on the cutting edge, I guess.
Yeah. We also got another comment in here. When your commitment to your passion becomes conviction, conviction is another word for belief. I mean, you believe strongly in what you do, you will reap the reward.
Your commitment to your passion becomes convictions. You will reap the rewards. Wow,
yeah,
that was like...
couldn't have said it better, man.
Yeah, that's exactly your story, isn't it, right? When you switch from selling commodities to fulfilling your purpose, your income tenfolded. And I wanted to piggyback back to that, where you were asking about how much do you charge for your service? And I didn't finish on that thought. But Mr. Trav, thank you again, bro. We should really hire you. He brought me back there. Was that if you're marketing a skill or service, you're a salesman. The cost of a no is the same whether it comes from someone with $1 million or $100. The cost of a no is the same. So you might as well, if you're going to be asking to sell your service, just market to the people that have the money to say yes. Right.
Yeah.
Like your service, you could pay $50 a month for, or you could pay $100,000 a month for, and they both get the same value. But it's really how much you put your value on yourself and what you're doing.
That's really it. Break that thing down, man. And so number two, cause we don't want to run out of time. We still on number one, but I feel like that is one of the most important ones is, the passion, or well, actually it was skill.
Yeah,
we didn't even talk about really the number what number was we, what we hopped on. We got to define the passion.
Yeah, so number one is find your passion or skill, and then maybe I'll type it in the chat. And number two was build a social media presence around that skill, whether it's a YouTube blog or a Facebook group or just a regular blog that's on a funnel. Instagram is a great place, TikTok, whatever it is, you make a social profile around you doing that skill or the skill itself. You want to keep it, slightly anonymous, keep the attention on the brand. But that's step two. So step one is find the skill. Step two is build a social media presence. And then step three is you have to grow that presence. And
Can we pause on the build the social media presence?
Yeah.
Because there are a lot of people, and I made this mistake earlier in my career. So, I won't say earlier in my career. This is just last year, right? So, I have my Instagram profile that we're on now. All heroes don't wear capes. It was more of a, it wasn't necessarily a business profile. It was more of a, and this is going to change a lot of people's businesses who are marketing services through Instagram. Your Instagram profile, if you're using it for business, must only be about business. You should not have any type of personal stuff on there, like stuff that really don't matter. Like, yeah, personal family stuff, that's cool. Everybody got personal family. That's nice to share. But, like, funny memes, unless that's your business is making funny memes, you know what I'm saying? You just make funny memes, and that's all your profile is about is funny memes. That's great.
It has to be on topic. Keep it on topic.
Yeah, but let's say it's got to be on topic. But if you, like, sell smoothies and stuff, you can't be having, like, memes about – Trump or Biden and stuff like that don't really got nothing to do with
that's a whole
other
issue.
That's a whole other issue.
Don't go anywhere political if you have a business page.
I don't mean to go political. That's just the first thing that popped in my mind because I'm thinking memes. And I'm like, I haven't seen a lot of memes other than Trump and Biden memes lately. That's probably why it popped in my head.
They got
that's
you.
Very important because your image is everything, especially when it comes to like marketing a business or a service. Us as people, we're going to go based off our first impression. So if I see an Instagram profile and it looks not professional, no matter what who the person is behind it, I'm going to lump it into all the other unprofessional type of things because people make a decision on you within 4 seconds of you opening your mouth or them seeing you. They make a decision. And it's either going to be a positive impression or it's going to be a negative impression. No matter, without you even opening your mouth, they can. And if it's a negative impression, then you're on an uphill battle from there on out, on an uphill battle. You see what I'm saying? And so when we build in a social media profile, we got to take a look at, there's actually a lot of people that I started like following and checking out on social media because of their profile. And so I was talking about my profile a year ago. I had 600 followers a year ago. I went through my profile and I started unfollowing a lot of people. I unfollowed so many people, not because of I didn't like the people or anything. It just wasn't, it didn't bring me any value. It didn't bring me any value. So there's really no need for me to follow because as people, we become whatever we consume. Whatever we consume, we become. So if we listen to positive things over and over, we become positive. If we see positive affirmations over and over, we become positive. But if we look at a bunch of negative things over and over and over, we become negative. And so, like, I started going through my Instagram profile, started removing a bunch of people just because of that reason, because I couldn't have that in my mental diet. I'm going to call it a mental diet, right? And so from that point, now, trying to figure out how to market what you're doing. Because if you have a product or a service or something that you're trying to do, you have to let people know what it is that you do. Right? So that's very, very important when you're talking about building a social media presence. You got to let people know what you do.
And I think, I think when you build a presence, this is what it comes down to. And it doesn't matter, like, you can get followers into a weird niche, even if you're not in the niche. Like, I joined the Ant page. I'm going to get so much shit for this, for keep bringing it up, but I joined that page, I have no interest in actually being an ant. I just thought it was comical to, like, read these comments whenever they did pop up. And I say that to say, like, people will follow you, just like you said. People will follow you because you're interesting, and most of all, you're providing value. You're providing a value to them, and sometimes the value is really cheap, like potato chips. Potato chips provide a very cheap, minimal value, but
and they taste good.
They taste good, and they last. You know, as far as like on the hunger scale, they last like 10 seconds, and then you need like a real meal and a change of pants.
Need another bag.
Right, you got Cheetos dust all over you, but but then there's other types of meals for your mental diet that are much more enriching, right? Mm-hmm. Like your videos are teaching us about how to avoid income taxes in retirement, or how to flow our money so that we can make an additional interest on our arbitrage. Like, man, that's a real value, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or teaching people how to guarantee what they want in life. By leveraging life insurance. That's a value that we brought to them. And that there's no wonder why your account went from 600 to 1600 and my account went from 200 to 1000 in a matter of a month. It's just because we're giving people value.
Just throwing it out there. 2400.
You're at 2400. Excuse me, man. You're growing faster than I'm keeping track.
Oh yeah. Hey, we got big goals this year, man. If you're listening to Money Talk Live Uncut right now, we're doing some big, big, big things this year.
And that's actually a perfect place. Let's pay the bills real quick. I'm gonna play this, but we'll be right back with the last three steps of how to monetize your passion.
Absolutely.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show.
was playing the sound.
Your systems are offline.
Radio. Always playing the sound.
But I can hear you, and it's not bad. Oh. It's not bad. Action, if you got questions, we're back. We're listening to Money Talk on NSF Radio. We're also live on Instagram. You can catch us at All Heroes Don't Wear Capes or The Prosperity Professor. I'm Ryan Stone. We're joined with Brandon Anthony Clark. What's up, guys? Tonight we're talking about six ways to monetize your passion. We already got through, obviously, picking your skill, picking out a passion that you want to pursue in life. Hopefully it's something that's going to outlast you, but at the very least something you enjoy. And then we're talking about building a social media presence so that you can monetize that. If you have any questions, feel free to type it in the chat or call in. Our number is 516-418-5805. Yeah, go ahead and type your question. But we were just talking before the break about growing a social media presence, and I think your follower ratio and what you're following for your mental diet is definitely important. But what are some other ways that you could provide value in a niche on social media in order to grow your presence? What are some things that you've been doing, Brandon, that like kind of have been working well?
Well, we're doing one of them right now, going live. That's one. That does two things for you. It gets you comfortable talking on camera. It's literally so here's one skill that I think that if people understood the power of this one skill, they could triple their income. That one skill is public speaking, or speaking in front of, well, basically public speaking, speaking in front of an audience, because it takes a certain level of confidence or belief in order to deliver a message in front of people. All right. And so really what this doing, what we're doing right now on the radio and on Instagram Live, is I'm exercising a skill. I'm building confidence and belief in myself so that I have this. It's like exercising a muscle. Just like literally exercising a muscle, confidence is a muscle. It's a spiritual muscle. It's not a physical muscle, but it is still a muscle, and it needs to be exercised to grow stronger. And so the more confident you are, the more belief you have in yourselves, the more willing you are to take action on things that you felt like you couldn't necessarily do. Because you get a confidence boost. So that's one thing. Would you want to add anything to that, Ryan?
Well, I think you could actually, this is a perfect place to kind of slide in Action's question that he asked earlier. He said, well, what if someone does have a skill, and I think this is what you're talking about with a confidence issue. What if someone is skilled in something but doesn't know how to actually execute it or at least monetize it? Should you look for a mentor to help you execute the plan?
Yes, absolutely.
I say yes
times 1,000.
But a mentorship can come in many different ways. Like, they could come from YouTube. It could come from blogs. It could come from books. If you want to just, like, brainstorm business ideas, I know for a fact Brandon and I are available to anybody for that. That's how I've invested in the last two companies I invested in, was I just heard a good idea. But at the very least, we love to talk to people about how to turn their dreams into realities and how to put a brick by brick path in front of them on how to get to that place. So, you know, it really depends, but I agree with Brandon. I would absolutely get a mentor.
Yeah. You definitely, it's like a non-negotiable. If you want to be if you want to be one of the top people in whatever industry it is, because if you do have a business, even if you are underwater basket weaving and that's your business, I don't know why we say
that. That one's never going to go away.
It's never going to go away. You want to find a mentor who maybe doesn't do underwater basket weaving, but maybe they do just basket weaving, and find the person who is just the best at basket weaving. Allow them to mentor you. Mentorship is a shortcut. Like, a lot of people try to take shortcuts to success or whatever, but mentorship is the like a real shortcut. Like even me, for example, I have direct mentorship from people that are in my industry who literally have been in the business for like 22 years, in the industry for 22 years. Minorities, even at that, who, and I work in financial services, and there's not a lot of minorities that work in financial services. And so when you can find a millionaire who has multiple businesses, you know, throughout the United States to mentor you in your industry, somebody like you, it's priceless, because all they're going to do is tell you every single mistake that they made so that you don't make the same mistake, right? So I actually had a mentor, actually it's been about 9 months. Well, I got plenty of mentors. I got some mentors in real estate, got one that's in my industry. And when I linked up with this mentor, let's just say my income tripled.
I think three or four. I would say two or three mentors in life insurance, and probably five or six peers that I would say are better, you know, better at me in certain respects of the market. I don't think anybody's a better life insurance agent than me, but they're better at certain things, and so I surround myself with them. I think there's no. What's the one phrase? There's no candle becomes dimmer by spreading the light, right? And I think a really good teacher loves spreading that light. And if you find someone that's, you know, it doesn't have to be the exact same niche, but maybe they did e-commerce and that's where you could kind of tag along. Or maybe they did gymnastics and you like karate, but, you know, you guys are in similar circles. Like you can find some connections, but I would definitely say, like finding experienced people to learn from is a no-brainer.
To learn from, all they have to do is just be successful, and successful in whatever you define as successful, because everybody has their own definition of what they think is successful versus what they think is not successful. So if somebody in your opinion is successful, you definitely want to get with that person to figure out what they did. Right, you gotta figure out what they did. And then all you do is do exactly the same thing that they did. It's like baking a cake, a recipe.
Yep. And so that's
somebody
kind of
got the recipe to bake a cake, just follow the recipe.
That kind of leads it into the last steps, because once you kind of catch a drift, if you have a product, then you figured out how to market it correctly. If you have a service, then you figured out exactly how to explain what it is you do to people, so that you can go up to as many people as you can and filter out the yeses and the nos. Once you do that, you're going to build that social media following very quickly to an influencer status. And what does that mean? Well, when you reach that, you can do a couple different things. First of all, you can put paid ads onto your vlogs, right? Mm-hmm. And I think your TikTok is at that point already, Brandon, after like a few months. Your TikTok is...
I'm getting monetized on TikTok, and I wasn't even trying to get monetized on TikTok. I didn't even know there was a such thing.
So life insurance videos, you guys. If you think your niche cannot make it, this guy is monetized on TikTok with life insurance videos. One of the most boring things in the entire financial, you know, industry. Bitcoin, you're gonna get millions of followers, but life insurance, that's an uphill battle. If he can do it, you can too. And on that one note there, Brandon, I had this idea, bro. What do you think about this? I have a dream about this. I think you and I will one day have a foundation that will award small businesses grants, investments, and the trophy that comes with it, bro, I want it to be like a golden wet basket, like a basket underwater, and that's the trophy.
Okay, I'm down with that.
It's never going away, bro. I really believe if you want to do something in this life, you really can. And I know that there's a way to do it.
Yeah. Nah, it's real. It's really like that, bro. It's really like that, man. And now check that out, man. We talk about everything goes back into the skills and the passion. The passion. So I never chased the money. In the beginning, when I first got into this industry, I chased the money, because I'm a money motivated person. Most people, I feel like, are money motivated, or else they wouldn't work. They wouldn't have jobs, right? And so I struggled in the beginning of my career because I was going after the money, not the passion. Now I just operate out of my heart, out of what I really like to do. And when I do that now, there's no pressure on me anymore. It's just me being me. I don't have to, like, pretend to be somebody that I'm not. I can just literally be me. And if you – and if they always say real recognize real. If you – if we vibe, if we connect, you know what I'm saying, then we vibe and we connect. There's trust there. There's relationship there. There's chemistry there. You feel me? And so, like, that's really all it is. I literally took boring subject, life insurance, and made it me. Put it on TikTok, and people liked it. And now I got monetized from it.
That's it?
Now, if I would have set out from the beginning to get on TikTok to be monetized, I can guarantee you, I can guarantee you that I wouldn't have made any money on TikTok at all. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. So chase passion. Don't chase the money.
I love it, man. Because the doors open up once you're there, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what it starts with one thing, and then the second that you kind of get some traction, it's like flak. It's like anti-aircraft flak. The one missile shoots off into many, right? And then you have the life insurance business. Then you have annuities that kind of go hand in hand with that. You have marketing that goes semi hand in hand with that. And then you have the radio and the TikTok ads and that. And then after it, there's the affiliate marketing. And then there's even merchandise coming out with Money Talk, guys. Like, literally, I cannot believe that what started out as just a few conversations with us and trying to share information with people is now turning into some merchandise that people, you know, we're going to do a few exclusive drops. And I think it's going to be pretty cool. The logo looks sweet. But it's like, who can, you know, this is becoming fun, dude. It's like, what's next? What is next?
Yeah. I'm definitely excited for it, man. So that puts us into affiliate marketing.
Yeah, so I think, you know, this goes hand in hand. Once you have that social media presence, you have established yourself as like a figurehead of trust in that niche. Then you can start making some recommendations that carry weight. And when your recommendations carry weight, it's very easy to send people to traffic to affiliate marketing links. But I want to caution that because as easy as it is to have a following, it's that easy to lose one. And like I said in my previous affiliate marketing talks, I don't really like to market anything that I wouldn't trust otherwise or for myself and family. So there's a balance there, but you can definitely take advantage of your social following in multiple other avenues like affiliate marketing.
Yep, you can, because all you're really doing now is sharing other stuff, products and stuff that you already use and you believe in, or else you wouldn't be marketing. So an example of what happens to me a lot is people ask me, who does your videos? Who does my videos? I do my own videos. And I use a software called VideoLeak, which I'm not an affiliate of VideoLeak, but I literally get asked at least once a month, who does my videos or what software I use to do my videos, like all the time. So I could be getting paid for that if they had an affiliate link.
VideoLeak does.
Which they might. I don't
videos,
know.
Videos does. Get on it, man. That all it takes is to us. All it takes is an email to the marketing group or the CEO or the PR group. Contact. Hey, here's some of my videos. And we actually did that, didn't we? I think we did reach out to them.
Yeah, I did reach out to VideoLeak. They wanted to get my social media following and. Or my social media handles, whatever they're called. I didn't email them back. I'm too busy. Too busy.
Watch that. Now you're going to come back to them times 10 and be like, here it is. And it'll be good to go.
For real, man. For real. But that's huge, man. Affiliate marketing, man. That's called passive income.
And then,
while you sleep.
So affiliate marketing is definitely a part of it. What is that? You're basically referring people to things that you already use and trust. And since they already trust you, that trust is imparted. And then your client base or market buys that product, and that company or product pays you a commission. That's huge. And then in the last 10
Word
minutes here, I think we're going to be pushing into something that I think this is cutting edge. And I actually know it's cutting edge for a couple of reasons. Number one, Gary Vee was talking about this 3 or 4 years ago. So if Gary Vee's talking about it 4 or 5 years ago, he's I think, more cutting edge than most people. He sees things out before they get bigger. That's why I like following him for value, right? He talked about influencer merchandise and influencer retail shops, using influencers to sell retail online is going to be bigger than ever in the next upcoming years. Right now, I know for a fact YouTube is building a retail shelf for its videographers. I'm sure TikTok will have it soon. Snapchat will have it. Facebook, even for bigger groups, obviously has shopping and marketplace. So this this using influencers to market retail things is going to explode. Video gaming with Twitch subscribers, like that merchandise on that, exclusive drops, or even just using them as using an influencer or celebrity for an advertisement is an old way of marketing. Now they're just bringing it to the digital community, the digital world. And it's going to be huge. So
it's going to be really huge because I think one of the best things about influencers or influence is that it's just regular people. This is regular people who took the time to cultivate a personality that people like
and a passion and a skill.
And passion and skill.
That's right.
That's it. So I hope you guys caught that. That was big, what I just dropped right there. Cultivate a personality that people like. And how do you do that? Just be yourself. Be a good person. That's it. I wish I could say more.
516-418-5805. If you have questions or comments or would like to be on the show, feel free to call in. We got about 7 or 8 minutes here left on the show. It's good as always. I love talking to you guys. Thank you for tuning in to Money Talk. We're on NSF Father, Blog Talk Radio, Instagram Live, Facebook, TikTok, at All Heroes Don't Wear Capes, and The Prosperity Professor. So what's next, man? So real estate's going big. Life insurance is going to keep going up. What are you setting your sights on next? Are you still kind of getting footing in where you're at?
I'm taking a step back. I'm slowing down because kind of what's been going on with me lately is I shared this with you that I'm going to do the hosting webinar, live webinar streaming on multiple platforms. Last night was my very first live webinar. I streamed on Instagram and TikTok simultaneously. And by doing that, I was able to, well, first of all, there's a lot of people on there. All right. So, if you are on the call right now on Instagram watching live and you were there and you saw it last night, thank you for, you know, hopping on and checking it out and everything like that. But I went back and looked at the stats. I was on for 2.5 hours live. And I literally talked A to Z on not just insurance, not just 401ks. I'm talking like, let's get to the money. I'm talking about, let's talk about these mortgages. Who told you it was a good idea to pay off a mortgage fast? Who told you that? Well, let me show you exactly why you don't want to pay off a 30-year mortgage. Let me show you exactly why you don't want to get a 15-year mortgage. You see what I'm saying? I was on there 2.5 hours. Literally, there was the people kind of fluctuated, right? So it was about 50. It fluctuated between 40 to 60 people throughout that whole 2.5 hour period, just throughout the platform.
There's a lot.
I put no thought. I just said, I was like, hey, man, I'm going to do it. I don't really know what I'm doing at all, but I'm going to just go do it. See, check that out. Action.
Still
no,
doing
no
it.
No analysis paralysis. I said, I'm going to just go do it.
Still doing it.
See what happens. Do it and see what happens. And so after doing the live last night, and thank you, Ty Girl. She said she was on last night, and she said it was good. Thank you. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
She always supported. She one of the girls that got $100 in our giveaway though too. She's a fan.
She did though.
You know that?
That's what's up, man. Yeah, yeah, yeah. what I realized throughout that show was, like, there was a bunch of people asking a bunch of questions. And I was like, there's only one me. And I don't have enough hours in the day to service a bunch of people. And so now what I'm trying to do is figure out how to make it more efficient to be able to serve more people. So that's going to take some time because this is uncharted water for me. I don't really, like I said, I don't know what I'm doing, especially on that front. You know I got something good here to share, but now it's all about building systems in place.
We're gonna have those in place pretty shortly, man. It's looking really good.
Absolutely, man. So, like that's kind of like where we at, and that's really exciting. Just to think about that because I even did life insurance advisor training in a webinar. For like, you know what I'm saying? Like I just went all the way in and just all I did was focus on serving. That's literally all I did was like just focus on serving.
Look, man,
and
just going out there
doing the thing.
If you're on there giving value, you didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah, so
good way
so that's
to go
something that if you listen to this, I will be going live every Monday at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and I'll be streaming on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, possibly. And maybe YouTube.
Is that morning or afternoon?
So maybe.
Or evening.
It'll be afternoon at night.
Evening, yeah.
Just
8 p.m. on Monday.
Just on Monday, just to start with, because my schedule is hectic, and I'm getting a lot of people reaching out to me, wanting me to design plans and stuff like that, and that does take a lot of time. And so I want to make sure I'm taking care of the people who actually, you know, ask for my help, and, you know, I want to give them a great experience and all that stuff. So that's what I'm going to commit to right now, Mondays, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 8 o'clock at night. And we're going to go from there. I might not do YouTube because I like to play music. You feel me? Like, I like to play a little bit of music.
Yeah, they're going to have time.
And then on YouTube, they try to kick you off when you play copyrighted music. So that's why I might be only on TikTok and Instagram. Because ain't no restrictions on there. We going to get the party going. You feel me?
There it goes, man. There it goes. I think that's a perfect place to put a pin in it, man. If there is anything or any time where you could, you know, carve a life out of something you love doing, now is the time. There's approaching 8 billion people on the world, but there's still a 1 in 400 trillion chance that you're even put here on this rock, flying 100,000 meters per second through Earth, through space and time. Why not just live your life and do what you want to do?
Yeah, for real. Hey, man, you know, I want to just say this real quick. This really has nothing to do with what we talked about at all. But I've been exploring. Well, not necessarily exploring. I've been listening to a lot more macro type of guys, and they talk about good places to invest money, right? And they talk about emerging markets. Emerging markets is a good place to invest in money, and there's a lot of emerging markets, you know, in Asia and in Africa. And I'm just sitting here thinking, like, well, I honestly feel like the United States economy is on a decline. And I started thinking, like, why am I in America sometimes? Not like I dislike America, but it's kind of like, why have I never thought about living anywhere else to experience what else is in the world, like travel? So now I'm like, I really want to travel and experience other places, other cultures in the world, because, like, just think about it. This is a huge planet. There's 8 billion people on it, and most of us spend our life in the same city that we grew up in and that we were born in. I've never experienced anything different.
I'll tell you, buddy. I'm blessed, and I can say right now I have personally stood on every single continent on Earth, and traveling never gets old, old. But I'm gonna disagree. I don't wanna start a whole argument. But I don't think America's economy is in a decline. I think we're in a transition, and I think in transitions, great opportunities will be had.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that.
Let me correct myself. The dollar is on the decline.
I watched the macro stuff on that too, man. That actually makes me reconsider inflation as whether or not it's actually super bad or that the evil
it's
demon.
It's not bad.
Yeah. Yes, Mr. Trav, I've been on Antarctica. I smoked a cigar. I was there for 2 hours. It was dope.
What? Wow. We're going to have to talk about that next time. I'm interested to hear what resources you have as far as that.
I don't have any resources. I don't have any resources in Antarctica. I was just there on a trip.
Oh, not Antarctica. I'm talking about the economy, the dollar.
Oh.
That's what I meant.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah, man. I think that maybe we should talk about that next time. That'd be good.
I love it. All right, guys. Well, that's it for us tonight. Thanks for tuning in. I'm the Prosperity Professor.
And I'm your man with a plan, Brandon Anthony Clark. And I help you increase your cash flow on your network. And you listening and watching Money Talk Live Uncut. We'll see you again this Thursday, same time, same place. And we'll talk to you guys again soon. Later.
Later, guys.